More parties?
Yeah. There's like a whole children's book that's partly written.
I think we're like big fans of movies, as I know you are yourself. And so like
I've been known to dabble.
Yeah, so Scott and I, like, I'm a big movie guy, and so like I think that we kind of view our songs as like mini movies. And so like we do write kind of like songs that connect and stuff like that. So for the Space Case ones that you're referring to now, we started way back in when we first started with and I think it was my wife who randomly, I was talking about doing some sort of like weird space mystery. And because of this guitar part I wrote, for whatever reason, kind of sounded spacey, like that. Yeah. I don't know why. And then she said the Space Case thing. And then it kind of became this just giant story. And I think that what's really cool about it for us is it's like our excuse to not play ska music and that song. So like a lot of the Space Case songs are kind of on the edge of like ska and like more rock, and so I think that that's why it also keeps going too, because it allows us to kind of keep that rock element.
You just break out of the genre just a little bit.
There's ska elements in all of them, I think, but they they lean way more onto the rock side for sure. Yeah,
very cool. So correct me if I'm wrong, but so the first Space Case, like part one, appeared on the first album, right? Was it part one and two?
Yeah, part one and two is on the first album, Out Goes the Window. And then part three was on the Classifieds. Part four and five were on our last album, King Quincy's Dinner Party. And then we have an EP that'll be coming out in December. And the first single is Space Case 6.
That seems fitting. Like, you've got the new EP. What do people want? They need to know what's going on with Space Case.
What's happening to the detective?
Does the detective have a name? Or is he just the detective?
We've never revealed the detective's name.
In canon of what is available to the public.
I'm trying to make that sound mysterious.
He's never been named.
We've never given him a name. No one's ever given him a name. See, we just call him
in your own head? Do you have a name?
No, not my head either.
Okay.
We talk about like the detective, like the bad guy, and then the daughter. The daughter of the bad guy kind of came in part five and continues in this one. And this one, really, this song is... Part six is really cool for us. I feel like it's really a showcase of our whole band. Like, there's lots of solos in the song. So, like, almost everybody gets a moment to shine.
Yeah.
And when you have 10 people in your band, it's great if you can do that.
Also good if you have 10 people in your band that can all shine.
Well, not all of them can shine. I don't always shine.
Hey, man, I've been playing guitar for 20 years. If someone's like, "Hey, John, take the solo," I'll be like,
"No."
Wrong guy, man.
Same. Wrong
guy.
Well, I try to liken it to, like, these guys grew up playing lots of video games. I grew up playing sports. And so, like, I view it very much like a sports team. I ran a soccer team for a long time. And there are different people who are going to play different roles on a soccer field. And so, like, you have your forwards who are going to put it in the net. I feel like the same way thing with Brethren. Like, I kind of generally write most of the melodies, so our horn lines and stuff like that, and all the guitar parts and stuff like that. But I can't do what Sweet can do on a Barry sax. I can't do what Lawrence can do. I can't do what our new lead guitarist can do. So those guys can do things that I can't do. I can't do what Scott can do, right? And so
no one can do what Scott can do.
Totally. So I feel like we've built a team, right?
You can cross one eye independently?
You can do that? Oh, man. Watch out, Bill Skarsgård.
Yeah. So, yeah, I feel it like building like a team.
Very good. I think that's a very positive way to look at everything, because everyone does have a position. While some people may take a bit more of the shining star position, the leads, right? You know, the star quarterback, whatnot. You need all the other people there in the team, or else it doesn't work.
I wouldn't look like cool if they weren't all there.
Well, I mean, you could just get up on stage and do that one eye trick. That would get you through at least like one round of applause.
Well, it's funny that we have grown a lot as a band. I think we've all gotten better as musicians, but we've also brought in a lot of talented people. And I think that it allows Scott to maybe not have to do all the shit he maybe had to do in the beginning of the band to keep people entertained, right? Because like didn't have many songs. Now we have more songs, and we have more people that he can go.
I'm going to breathe. I'll wipe down the head.
And I love the fact that like most of our horn players are like taller than me. pretty much, so, or as or my height, and so I can just walk behind them and just take a breather.
get away from the pressures of being the front man.
Yeah.
For anybody who doesn't know, Scott, not just necessarily the Brethren, but used to always wear different costumes. Would strip naked and light himself on fire.
That was a long time
ago. A long time ago, but you did do it, is what I'm saying.
I don't remember. So, I've seen you guys play a lot. I do not remember yourself.
Those were the Malchicks days way back.
Oh, the Malchicks.
Yeah, I do
remember the Malchicks.
But
I still don't remember fire, but I do remember the Malchicks. Good stuff.
I only recently, I think it was last Christmas, I think, I was at a family gathering, and I mentioned to my dad that
That you used to get naked and light yourself on fire?
No. Those aren't mutual. Those are done in separate things.
You're ruining the story, man. Print the legend.
But I mentioned that I had this fire trick that I did when I performed, and the look of horror on his face. I was like, oh, I shouldn't have. Oh, I should have just.
Your dad big on fire safety.
Yeah.
He was the fire captain.
Oddly, I am. I'm an unofficial fire marshal at my work.
Oh, there you go. Do you tell them about your fire stories?
No.
All right. Fair enough. Okay. I want to hear the next part. I've got two things I need to know. One, I saw the artwork that you guys have out for Space Case Part 6. There's like a giant space squid and some other stuff. There's a flying Winnebago, and I want to know, is that specifically from or just an homage to the great Mel Brooks's Spaceballs?
It is definitely an homage to in the first Space Case song, one of the lines, and I think you were the one who maybe threw it out there. No, you were Schism. Anyway,
the prism of plagiarism
is one of the lines in the first song, and I was like, "This is my disclaimer that I can call upon any sci-fi reference in any of the rest of the songs, and they're all so." There's one of the lines. In 5 is like, that's no moon.
Yeah, fair.
Halt, stop. He's in Bioshock or whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyways, yeah. Video game reference? Yeah.
But then it's all coming together, really gelling.
So if you look into the lyrics of all of our Space Case songs, they're littered with sci-fi.
With the prism of plagiarism. I get it. Okay, I'm in it. All right.
But that is a Photoshop composited homage to that is not the actual Spaceballs.
Okay, I haven't watched Spaceballs in a minute. I'm like, did they just like pull that screenshot, or did they sit there and like craft?
No, that's crafted from multiple various photos from a free stock site called Pixabay or whatever.
Oh yeah, I know. I'm familiar with Pixabay.
And our first music video for Dub Rainbow was inside of a Winnebago.
Well,
the Winnebago has been a constant.
I'm kind of obsessed with them.
Do you own one?
No.
All right. We know what we're getting Scott for his birthday.
That'd be useless.
Let's do a GoFundMe. Okay. This is the brand new single off the upcoming EP from Brethren. You can check it out. You guys are doing the release show next Saturday?
Yeah, next Saturday. Cool. And we have a video launching for this single, too. Single comes out next Tuesday, September 10th, with a music video. We don't do many of those. Show's next Saturday.
There you go. Cool. Well, Saturday, I'll let you know. The single's
14th.
The 14th?
At Cobalt.
The single's coming out right now. Check it out. there you have it, folks. Part 6 of the epic journey. The Space Case, Part 6. Available now? Soon?
Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. You just said that before we played the song, and I already forgot.
That's okay.
That's fine.
You got lots on your mind.
All the horns, man. There's so many horns. Like that last fucking crescendo, like the last, 45 seconds of that song, there's a lot going on, boys.
Well, I can't wait for you guys to hear Tightrope, because that's that one, I would say, so that's another one that's coming on the new EP, and I would say the ending of that is even more chaotic. Like,
Jesus.
Every single person is doing something completely different, and it all meshes together. It's pretty cool. I mean, as a songwriter, it's pretty epic to hear this, to see all these talented people play on these songs you wrote, right? So
it's fucking wild. Wild stuff.
And that lead guitarist, I've known since I was 15, and just now got to get him in my band, 30 years later.
What was the bribe?
He just likes our music.
Oh, there you go.
Thankfully, we write great songs, and we're good people to be around.
I think we invited him.
To play on part four. I wanted him to play on part four, which he did, and then he just had a great time, and he fit in on so many other songs, too. And
with the group, too, right?
He's a tasteful player. He'll only shine if you tell him to.
Okay. What's his name, or is he just Kevin. Lead guitar player?
Kevin is his name. He's my little guitar hero.
Kevin Lyman, yeah.
Kevin Lyman, guitar hero. Kevin, you sound like a sweetheart. Have I seen Kevin play? When did he join the band?
He played at our album release.
Okay.
Album release at the Fox. I think you were there for that one.
Yes.
But yeah, he's been playing with us since then.
But you're not to blame there, Johnny, because when there's 10 people on stage and he's in the back,
there's a lot to look at, man. Yeah. I have to jump and try to see Ian. He's always tucked back there.
And he was behind Felix, so he was kind of in the back. And he's not a guy who wants to take the spotlight.
No.
That's very not mostly guitar players.
And that's why I think you kind of need that, right? Like, you need that to, make it, right? To have a little bit of bravado and
in him. If there's 10 people on stage, he doesn't need to take the
spotlight. Exactly.
There's more than enough.
Totally.
Scott's got the eye trick. What more do you need? So tell me a bit about the release show. It's happening at the Cobalt, which I haven't been to in a hot minute. I thought it shut down again.
Oh, I didn't hear that. We played the Cobalt last year. It was a lot of fun. I think it's a great sounding venue.
A few weeks ago.
I'm sure it's open again now, but it's the last time I heard of a show at the Cobalt, I'm like, didn't that place shut down again? Do they still have the chandelier? Is that the same people?
No.
Okay. So
no, it's like basically painted an all-black room.
Okay, so it's changed again. Since. I can't keep up.
Yeah, we're excited. I mean, I think it's what's really cool for us is we love playing with ska bands, and we play a lot with we played a lot with Counterpoint and Brass Action and Brasser and Wavebirds, but it's kind of cool. This show is going to be a lot more punk, so we got Mushy Face, who I know very well.
Mushy Face, they're very fun.
Yeah.
Very strange guys, but very fun.
Yeah. And then the Fomites, who obviously a huge punk band who we've never actually played with, so I'm excited about that.
I have.
They are loud.
You have.
I opened for them at Pub 340 once as Jason. Voorhees.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They are loud and they are aggressively fast.
Yeah.
They're wonderful.
I've got their record here somewhere. It's up on the thing. Maybe we'll spin some.
Sure, that sounds great. Yeah. And then the other band is playing their first show called Like Whatever. And I believe it's a couple people from the band Rain City.
Okay.
But never played with them before either. So three bands we played with Mushy Face at that Punkhoover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that was the first time we ever met them. Like you said, super nice guys.
Yeah, they're very nice. Sevi's he's a lot, but he's great.
They seem like really nice guys. Like Scott was saying earlier, most of Brethren lives and just sits in our houses most of the time, so we don't really know many people. So they seem very, very nice, and they invited us out, and so we're really excited to play with them.
Yeah. And you just got the Fomites because they play fucking 12 times a weekend. Like, those boys.
They play a lot.
They're a lot. They're very good. I just saw them last weekend. Yeah, and they're the sweetest boys.
Yeah.
Especially Dom. Dom's a sweetheart, and he fucking shreds on the guitar.
Yeah.
Jesus absolutely. Christ. Yeah. My God. We've got about 14 or so minutes left in the show. What do you guys want to do? The Wavebirds are still back there. What do you guys want to do? You guys have high scores? You want to... what game should I be playing... Now, I have Xbox Series X. What do you recommend?
I don't know, Balatro's coming out on mobile soon, so it's game over. Balatro. Everybody else.
Like a
super addictive poker game.
Poker?
Poker, sort of.
That doesn't have any monsters.
Does anybody want to know my solitaire stats? I'm dead serious. It's the only game I play. I've played more than 10,000 games of solitaire.
I was really excited that Bethesda.
Bethesda.
I've tried other games. They never pleased me.
They just secretly released Castles, which is like the Fallout Shelter app for Skyrim kind of thing.
Video games is what we're going to talk about, apparently.
Apparently the next. I've lost control of this show. I swear to God, that was about punk rock at one time.
Play at least another song.
Right? Yeah, what do you guys want to do?
It is a radio station.
I pulled up some Malchick.
Whatever, really?
Yeah, I found apparently Ska Van Garnet.
I would go Dr. Skankenstein if I were you. That would be my choice.
I was looking at that, and that the name alone.
The bass playing is unbelievable in that too. So
it's pretty good too, though.
They're all great. It's one of my favorite Ska albums. I only, as somebody who writes Ska music, I sadly only really listen to two or three Ska bands. Malchick's, and one album of the Real Big Fish.
The Real Big Fish?
Oh, Slackers. I really like
that
a lot.
The Real Big Fish.
That's right. The Real Big Fish.
I've never heard them referred
to
as
the Nintendo.
The Real Big Fish. Yeah. Go and play your the Nintendos.
I said it to make it sound like I don't listen to ska music.
Yeah.
But I love this album so much. Oh. And this song especially.
Okay, well, while we figure out some other stuff to play, here, listen to a bit of Scott in Another Life. Another time. Another place.
The late 90s.
Another time. Another place. Here, this is Dr. Sainstein. This is the Malchick's. You listen to CGSF 90.1.
It's me, Jason. Did I miss something? Guys, hello? Is anybody there? Guys, hello? Is anybody there? Is that what? Can I play now? Is it time to record? Hello?
Was a little bit of the English beat, old two-tone legends with Two Swords off of their album Just Can't Stop It. Before that, we traveled all the way back to the late 90s, the early 2000s. We put on our JNCOs, we got on our skankin' bands, and we listened to the Melchicks with Dr. Skankenstein off the album Scavant Garde. So much wordplay. It's very good. I quite enjoy it. If you guys are just tuning in, you listen to Rad Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are a weekly ska, punk, rockabilly, and radical radio program which each and every Thursday night from the hours of 9 to 10 p.m. My guests this week have been... Brethren. Yeah! Very good. And the Wavebirds. Wavebirds. Yeah! Both of which we had brand new singles. I was going to say the Melchicks. Brethren's newest single is called Space Case Part 6, part of the Epic series. Go to Bandcamp. You can get the whole thing, get caught up for when it releases next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
With an accompanying video on Trim Simmons on the YouTubes.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct.
Fantastic. And then you can go check them out live at the Cobalt next Saturday, the 14th.
Correct.
Oh, man, I'm good. And then this Saturday, this weekend, you can go to Bully's in New Westminster and see the Wavebirds. They are doing their official release of their first single that we played earlier in the show, High Score PLI. Will they ever beat it? I don't know.
VancouverScotMonth.com for next.
Go to, yeah, what Mike said, VancouverScotMonth.com. Oh, God. You can get links and you can find out. We'll also be joined, just a little bit keeping, on the 19th with Brasu, who have a brand new EP out called Rudioso. And we will be continuing our coverage of Vancouver Ska Month. Guys and ladies, thank you all for coming in. I appreciate it so much. Thanks for spending time with me. Thanks for making music. Thanks for keeping the ska scene alive in the city, because my stupid band doesn't stop playing ska. We start playing folk punk like a bunch of losers.
Still waiting for the return of Bone Daddies.
I'm trying. So I have to play ska songs by myself on my acoustic guitar and tell me it's not as good. That's fine. Anyways, go check it out. Again, New Westminster, Bully Studio this Saturday. Check out the Wavebirds. Support it. Go check it out. And I want, when you guys have the new singles coming out, I want to hear them. Bring them on. You're welcome back anytime. Go out to the Cobalt and see Brethren. Are you guys... The EP's on out for that show, right?
No, we just put out the single. EP's going to come out in December.
December. Very good.
We're going to play the Wise Hall.
Okay. Ooh. Oh.
Nightmare Before Scaville.
Oh, I like that. Spooky.
That's a teaser.
Okay, great. We're pretty much out of here. If you guys love what you're here, you can always find us on cgsf.ca on the new CGSF app. You can find us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/radradio, until I burn that thing to the ground, because fuck Facebook. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Mike wanted to hear a song before we go, because y'all are going off to see this band tomorrow in Seattle. Oh, the one, cool. The only, this is Streetlight Manifesto. We'll see y'all next week.
Thank you, Johnny.
You're welcome. Keep making songs. I'll keep skanking. Deal?
Deal.
Deal. All right, cool. We'll see you guys next week. Play the damn song!
But the opposition stalled, the blood ran cold, when they saw the look of love in your eye. Maybe the times we had, they weren't that bad, and everything else was part of the plan we sang.
I don't know where we go.
This is the Alpha, Omega, beginning and the end, and we all just idolized the dead. So you were born. They know that loving and losing is better than nothing at all. Maybe the times we had, they weren't the best.